Oh, yes. Welcome once again to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, always Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my good friend, the actor and talented comedian himself, Mr. Tarek Lewis. How you doing, sir? Doing good?
Excellent. Doing very good.
Excellent. Of course, my other good friend, Mr. Drew Tallman, a.k.a. Alto Games. How you doing, sir?
Marvelous. I'm doing marvelous.
Glad to be back. Excellent. Michaela, Mika Fig, how are you doing, Michaela? Congratulations
I'm doing
on your recent wedding.
Thank
she
you.
She's married.
I tied the knot.
Nice.
She's
Facebook excellent.
Official, guys.
Finally. I'm sorry, everybody else. So I'm taken.
Sorry. Excellent. Of course, hopefully we'll be joined later by Joey Franchise and Rich Ortiz if they can join us. We are actually live today. We're switching it up, ladies and gentlemen. We are live and in color on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page as well. And shouts out to anyone on my personal Facebook and Twitch as well. We're live on there also. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on the live show. We do this live. We're either here or we're on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel. We're going to switch it up between the two and spread the love around. That's what we're going to do. We're going to switch things up in the 2022. Mr. Tarek Lewis, sir, are you enjoying Book of Boba Fett like I am?
I am enjoying Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah?
I'm actually very much enjoying it.
Yeah,
and I'm surprised that I am.
Really,
this is not one of the titles I was excited for, but it's so far it's been solid.
Man, so let's catch up with Drew because you know he'd be behind on stuff. Are you caught up on Book of Boba Fett?
I am, and in fact, I just finished the last episode. Not gonna lie, wasn't the like super enthralled by it until this most recent episode. Also, did love the nice little cameo by Thundercat. If you guys are into.
Yeah,
some, like modern funk. He's a beast, and I'm pretty sure that was his music during the scene. So I like that a lot. But the show finally got exciting for me.
It's no longer
just Western.
Yeah,
fair enough. Michaela, Mika, Fig, tell me how you liked Book of Boba Fett. As you know, you're a big Star Wars fan.
I am a huge Star Wars fan, but I honestly have only seen the first episode. I know I'm the one that's behind.
How does it feel, squid?
You know, when Luke Skywalker comes out in the third episode, and I'm just kidding.
I'm so behind. Listen, I've been busy, but I am looking to not finish it, but see it all this week.
All right. Fair enough. So we will go into. I'm sure you've seen all the spoilers already.
I haven't seen any spoilers.
No, you haven't seen any spoilers.
You can spoil it for me.
You're good. You are good. You are
very
good.
Self-contained. Good for you.
Yeah, you're good. Very good. Very good at that. Mr. Rich Ortiz, how you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
What up, everybody?
You repping hard for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, ride or die?
Actually,
OG?
I'm repping hard for
OG
Tom
sombrero
Brady.
Colors?
I'm repping hard for Tom Brady, not
all right,
the Bucs.
You're
okay.
Like, please stay. Right.
Okay.
I love that old man.
He's
very
great,
sad.
Man. He's great.
Very
He's
sad
great.
What happened yesterday.
It is. Shout out to Kelly, who's watching us on the live show. She says congratulations to you, Michaela.
Thank you, Kelly.
And how you feel? Are you watching Book of Boba Fett right now, Rich?
I only watched the first two episodes, so I'm not caught up on it the way I should be.
Rich, but... you are caught up?
So two slackers.
I know.
We are slackers.
I know. This guy is not fun.
Have you even seen
the Eternals yet? It's all man.
No, because it doesn't look... But again, hey, we're talking
on Disney
about...
Plus, bro. Come on, let's make it
happen. Yeah, it's on Disney Plus.
I was watching the show that we're talking about. My bad. Oops.
Go in order, my friend.
I get this guy.
Prioritize, bro. Come on, baby.
Today's assignment. My bad.
It's all good, man. So definitely, I'm really enjoying the lore, the Star Wars lore. That's kind of like under the surface of the actual show of Book of Boba Fett. I'm really enjoying all the Pike Syndicate stuff and what's happening on Tatooine and, the sweaty, nerdy Star Wars stuff I see behind the scenes. You know, I kind of enjoy that more than the actual story, I guess. I don't know.
Did you guys see that the scene, like what the opening scene from the first episode mm-hmm. a Boba Fett was something that was described in
yes.
the show.
Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, and he actually, he predicted the opening scene of the Boba Fett. Did they predict it, or did he steal it?
I'm sure that considering it was such a long time ago,
you know they probably took from that speech and were like, oh, let's...
And made
let's
it. Get. But even still, man, you know, if The Simpsons could predict, why can't Parks and Rec? You know what I mean?
Hmm. I mean, Parks and Rec's a better show, right?
I mean,
it's my favorite show.
Hey, put some respect on The Simpsons.
The Simpsons is a better show. Okay, now we're getting into the shows now.
Yes. Yeah, that's a statement there, Coleman. I haven't seen all of Parks and Rec, but ooh, to say it's better than The Simpsons.
It's better than
the longest running animated show.
Come on now. Who's up to date on The Simpsons right now?
We might have to do a special show on
who's up to date. Who is up to date on The Simpsons right now?
I'm not up to date, but I watch The Simpsons every night before bed.
Oh,
really? Okay, right.
Yeah, it's our go-to good night show.
I'm gonna call bullshit. I'm gonna call it.
What'd you say?
I'm gonna call bullshit.
Oh, really now? No, ever since... Disney Plus has it, and we just watch a new random episode every night.
Kelly says Parks and Rec is better than The Simpsons.
Ooh, man.
Kelly, no.
These are some heavy comments here, man.
This is the good part of being live on the other channels. I don't have this kind of access with the Checkpoint XP.
But do the Parks and Rec have a special episode that has Loki in it, voiced by Tom Hiddleston himself? I didn't think so.
You both stomped each other out.
But they had Joe Robinette Biden. It did. Literally. In person.
Well, so this is this conversation we're having right now, this is the Boba Fett problem. People, you can like it, and then you're like, I want to talk about something else, though. It doesn't have the same
It's not The Mandalorian.
It's not The Mandalorian, definitely. It's kind of...
If it was The Mandalorian, you would take time every week to watch it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's how The Mandalorian was.
This is the way.
Like, if The Mandalorian was like Chappelle's show, and then Boba Fett's like Key and Peele. It's like, it's still good, but I don't take time out every week.
That was a solid comparison.
I think it's suffering.
I will say, I do have interest in Boba Fett, but with the interest in it, my attention right now is on Peacemaker and everything else. I'm going to be real. I'm not really that into it.
Really?
Mine is just because of personal stuff that has been going on. So it's like, I want to watch everything.
You're kind of like getting married.
I've been getting married.
I guess kind of more important.
I'm sorry, just bad timing on my half. So why didn't they pick a better time to drop?
Well, you sound like everybody who asked when I'm doing a comedy show. Oh, why are you doing it at that time?
That happens.
You don't want to come. You don't want to see my show. Just say that.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
I like Boba Fett. I'm curious to see what you guys think when everybody catches up. I haven't seen anybody say they hate it or dislike it. I've just seen a lack of interest. And it's hard for different people. Ozark is out. You know, Attack on Titan is on. Peacemaker is on. Some people are watching Station 11 over Boba Fett.
Spider-Man's still in theaters. I'm kidding.
Spider-Man's still in theaters.
Beating records still.
Yeah, it's still winning in the box office. So it's just facing a lot of competition. I think it'll...
Saturday morning all-star hits, Kyle Mooney.
Yeah.
And you know I got to put all my attention on Attack on Titan because it takes a while for me to read those subtitles. All right? Yeah. Okay?
It drains you.
Let's hit the hot button for the Book of Boba Fett. So at least somebody has seen a couple of different shows. So a couple and you know, it's neither here or there. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to get to that. The point of the matter I'm trying to say is Boba Fett soft in his own show or not?
Physically, he's pudgy.
Is he not the badass that we were promised?
They could have had a younger actor, I feel like. And I don't know.
How mean your actor? That's the dude, man. That's the clone face.
That dude was around in the original Clone Wars.
Yeah. Come on, baby.
He looks age appropriate. He looks about 55 or so. he looks age appropriate. Like, he was way older than Luke.
I think this is just another instance where we're spoiled. We saw the Mandalorian and how much he was kicking ass and everything he was doing, all the action, the fighting. And then I think, like, I mean, as Boba Fett does have the fighting, but I don't think he's as much of a badass as the Mandalorian.
But yeah, Jabba the Hutt was supposed to be a badass.
Yes.
Right.
who's the thicker one? Who's the thicker one with the
CGs? Exactly. He's a I don't thick know what boy. He's more powerful.
I don't know. Even, I don't know what to
like,
say.
What's his Bib Fortuna? I was like, Fortuna? I'm like, he doesn't look that tough. Like, that's the guy that got tricked by Luke. He doesn't look that tough. I don't know. I think it's appropriate. I think it's supposed to be like a grizzled. This is like, you know, it's not like young guy. It's like the old grizzled veteran of the Star Wars universe. Which like, I think the cult. I can't remember her name, her character's name in the show. The one he's always with.
Ming-Na Wen's character.
Ming-Na Wen's character. I can't think of her character name.
But it's crazy because you're more excited about the characters.
Fennec is her character. Fennec.
Than the actual Boba Fett.
Yeah. But I always thought Boba Fett was way... I always thought he got way too much press as a badass when all he did was get swallowed.
Only in two or three scenes.
He got owned in the first part of Return of the Jedi. I mean, come on, baby.
He just looked cool because he had a jetpack and it was 1983.
No, he had that action. He had that action and that rocket action that you could shoot the rocket from the back.
Yeah,
the
rocketeer killed his whole swag. Rocketeer swagger jagged him and lost all interest to me. But I get it.
And shout out to all the Rich Ortiz followers on his Twitch channel. We're live on his Twitch channel right now as well with the power of Restream. Yes.
Follow the kid.
Yes. Give him a follow on the, Twitch channel.
How do I do this?
So, I mean, I liked the recent episode, you know, without spoiling it, was actually pretty dope. You know, little insight on the aggressiveness of Boba Fett. There you go. You know?
Enough on Boba Fett until the rest of the team watches.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on to something that that I am on the fence about. I mean, I liked it, but I really wanted to hate it. I really did. I really did want to hate it. And we're going to talk about it right now. Peacemaker, ladies and gentlemen. Streaming right now on HBO Max. I think it's 4 episodes in. They dropped the first 3. And then they're doing every week or dropping a brand new episode. And about half hour into the first episode, I really, 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 really just wanted to hate the show.
And why would you hold hate for something you haven't seen?
I just felt petty and I didn't like the character.
There was no Robotech in there. Is that why?
No, that's not why. That's not why. But I just felt petty and I really disliked it. The character, should I say. But it made me laugh. I'm fun. It's super, 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 super funny to me. At least,
We ever doubt that it's James Gunn, people?
Yeah. I mean,
you know what? I didn't think it was gonna be as funny as it is, and I'm gonna be real. It is hilarious. It is like John Cena. I wasn't sold on John Cena as an actor before this, and what? This show has actually made me like him.
Well, he was cool like in was he in the Patriot?
No, he was in the Marine.
Marine.
He was in the Marine.
That's what it was. Yeah. He was in the latest Fast and Furious movie, wasn't he?
Don't even start with that movie.
Yeah, he was cool in that. Movie, it was all right. It was okay.
But a Pontiac
in space?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not?
Duck tape in space? Come on, man.
Why not?
Listen, I'm with Michaela. Like, I think this to me cemented James Gunn. Like, I like Guardians of the Galaxy. I like Volume 2 a lot less than the first one. Some of his other movies, I like Suicide Squad. And I'm like, this cemented it. Like, this dude has got his pulse on something with his projects. And again, I think John Cena being in Fast and Furious, he's not supposed to be funny in that.
No,
to me, he's hilarious in this.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's amazing. Like, I don't think Vin Diesel could pull off these jokes.
She said, do you think he's funny in the show as he was in Suicide Squad? I don't think he was really that funny in Suicide Squad, but he's definitely hilarious. Joey.
I think he's funnier in the show than he was on Suicide Squad.
For sure.
Fair enough. Welcome to Mr. Joey Franchise. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I just had to ignore you guys with the all the Boba Fett talk.
Oh, yeah? Can you not caught up either?
Oh, nah, man. You Peacemaker's been taking up my time, yeah. Man.
Hey, I said the same
exact thing. I guess I need to get HBO Plus, it sounds like.
So we're caught up.
I haven't seen anything from Peacemaker. Honestly, I'm not intrigued of it. I said that last time. I'm not really looking forward to watching it, and that's probably what's holding me back too. But do we feel like this show is going towards something?
Peacemaker?
Do you think there's a purpose at the end of it? Do you think it's just a show?
No.
Standalone.
I don't think it's headed anywhere.
Okay, so that doesn't make me want
to. I think Marvel sent James Gunn to DC on purpose just to do whatever.
Honestly, Peacemaker could be a show with multiple seasons, and I will watch.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think he should have a movie. I don't think...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, maybe they'll throw him in a couple of big movies, Justice League, maybe just for the fun of it. But I think him as a show is perfect. I don't think they should do anything else with him.
I agree. I think this also opens up the window too for them to kind of, tease and hint at a lot of these, low level DC characters. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much of a deep cut was Batmite? That guy exists in the DCEU. Yeah. All these guys are now canon. All these low-level villains that are super deep cuts from the comics are getting mentioned in this show. And it's hilarious. Judo Master, dog.
Judo Master.
Bro.
I think we ever see a live version of Judo Master in the
James
DC.
James Gunn's willing to do it.
I'm gonna be real. I didn't even know Judo Master existed.
Me neither.
I didn't either.
I had no clue who he was.
I didn't even know Vigilante like that either.
It's like one of those characters you see once in a while in a comic book and disappears. That's Judo Master.
I knew Vigilante from the old Justice League Unlimited cartoon,
mm-hmm.
but he's not the Vigilante that I was familiar with. So I was Wikipedia, who is this guy?
Yo, I'm there's two different. The whole time I thought Vigilante was homeboy from the burger joint. The one that was really excited in the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Peacemaker's back.
Yeah.
But you were right.
It's a good show. I don't think it should tie into anything. I mean, I think he was in a movie. They can drop him in for something, but I think it's great to exist in its own little thing.
All right. So do you think we're going to get another Suicide Squad?
Of course.
No.
Yeah. No,
you I think so.
That's what I think they are going to do.
Why do the show and then build up?
I'm going to take back my original comment. Yeah, I think right. so. You guys,
you right. think so?
Yes.
Well, the current temperature of the DCEU or Warner Brothers and all that stuff. Do you think it will happen, or maybe they'll pull the brakes on it? Because it looks like
there's no predicting what Warner Brothers does.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't really have a plan like Marvel does. I mean, I'm sure if the Batman does well, that'll definitely be some leverage, but yeah.
Well, I think
the Batman doing well has no leverage over the Suicide Squad, though.
I guess.
They'll do the Suicide Squad part two if the show does really well. If they get enough subscribers on HBO Max who are watching it, and how well, obviously, the movie was received.
It's all money.
These suits is dollar signs.
Yeah, really. Yeah, really. I'm wondering if James Gunn will get the type of permission that the Russo, the Russo brothers get in Marvel with their projects. I wonder if there's someone saying, let's give James Gunn you know, free range.
Give him the keys.
Give him the keys, yeah.
But as we saw in Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2, he doesn't have, he doesn't have the, this is really mean for me to say, but I don't think he has enough of like, the storytelling knowledge to really hold a franchise together.
Did you dislike Part 2 of Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't like Guardians Part 2. But I do love Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 is great. I love the Suicide Squad. I can't speak on Peacemaker because I haven't seen it yet. But I think James Gunn's a great storyteller. I think he knows where to place comedy and action really, really well. But to hold a franchise together, I just don't see him.
Yeah, I'm looking at his... he's going to be doing Starsky and Hutch apparently as a writer, and
they're making another one. Wow,
yeah,
like with Ben Stiller, like a movie, because that was awesome. I like that movie.
I like that movie. They're doing a series apparently. They're redoing the series. But he did the Belko experiment. I don't know if you guys saw that when we're like they knocked the office down and he wrote that. I think he's good at doing novelty. Like I think he's good at taking something and mocking it and changing it and making us. You know, like I agree, Mikhail. I don't know how. Like, can he create a universe? I don't know.
He could.
I mean, he started out in trauma, so I'm saying all this smack now,
but from what I've seen, I think that he's good at doing just standalone stuff for now.
Fair enough.
Have you seen the Belko experiment, by the way?
No.
Have you seen the Belko experiment?
I have.
I think everybody needs to watch that movie.
It's a great movie. I watched it recently, like maybe like back over Christmas time. Mm. Like, oh, let me watch this.
The Belko experiment. Okay.
You gotta watch it. I just never watched it.
Don't look at the trailer. Just watch the movie.
Just watch the movie. Yeah.
It's like the like they're in the office, right?
And it's a like, very violent Parks and Rec. Yeah. No, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. We could do that.
It's like if Dwight from The Office used all his weaponry that he hid in the office.
Shouts out to everyone who's watching on. Oh, it probably is. Shouts out to everyone on Joey Franchise's Twitch channel. We're live also on his Twitch channel. Shouts out to all his followers that are joining us here. We might have to keep doing it just like this. Sorry, Checkpoint XP.
Shout out to your Angel tapping in, Watson checking in.
You can link yours too.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm going to answer Olio Angel's question about James, about it just being James Bond. I think that's something that everybody wants. I'm not sure. I think it just might turn it down.
Idris? Nah, he ain't turning on that paper.
He's turning it down. He's a very eclectic dude, and I don't think he wants to be stuck in anything. I don't think, like, he barely does Luther. Like, he does Luther, like, 1 year, does four episodes, and he's out, then he's DJing. He's playing his guitar. He's in a Suicide Squad. And yeah, I don't know. I think he would be great. But I don't know if he would stick with it for like a long time.
Don't we want someone who's going to go to do like the next six movies? Why would we pick Idris?
I don't think he's down for that long.
Yeah, I think they should go young, now that I think about it. I think what they want to do is they want to build it how they're building like Tom Holland's Spider-Man, even though they've had mentioned Tom Holland as being the next James Bond, but I doubt that kid wants to do, another ginormous franchise like James Bond and have to continuously play that character like for the next.
Actually, this is funny. Dad just spoke to someone about this week, and I think that it should be the guy from Bridgerton.
The Duke, right here.
Yeah, I think the Duke. I think he should be the next James Bond.
I could see that. That's not a bad. I'm telling you,
he's known, but yeah, he doesn't. People don't know him that well.
Hold on, which one's Bridgerton? Is that a Kingsman dude?
No, Bridgerton is like that very like a romantic show on Netflix.
Very avant-garde. Yes,
my wife loved that show. My wife loved that show.
Watched it. Don't try to take my manhood away because I watched it.
No, I did not.
I watched it too and I enjoyed it.
It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. There was some interesting parts. I mean, watching and, you know, while I'm falling asleep.
Wow.
Nah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, his name is, I think it's John Page. John Page, I think his name, I forgot his name. But anyway.
He's a very French name.
Yeah.
Also, what's up?
I can see him doing it.
Am I back or what?
Oh yeah, you're back, sir. You're going to link your channel, bro. Bring your followers, bring the Alto Maniacs to the show.
I'm trying to figure that out.
I forget how this. I think you got a.
I'm 30. I'm old now.
I don't literally.
Come on,
there's literally a link. There's a link on the top of the page.
Well, that's. I tried doing that.
My man still hasn't watched Eternals. You really think that he's going to figure this out?
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Oh, I mean, thank God he hasn't seen it. It's the worst MCU movie out of the whole MCU.
Dang, really? You think so?
It's the worst.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Wow.
What'd you say was the worst?
Eternals.
The Eternals?
Joey with the ringing endorsement.
My son watched the movie, and he was like, so what is this? That was his reaction.
I'm just not buying. I'm just not buying the whole. Oh, they weren't deviant. Yeah. There's no deviance. We didn't interfere with Thanos.
That's what my son said.
Isn't Thanos from the deviant gene though? Like,
yeah,
in the comic book.
No, but isn't Thanos an Eternal?
He is, but he's also has the part of the deviant gene in him as well.
Yeah. But that's in the comic books, so we don't know if they're following that.
That's true.
Because in the comic books, Druig is the villain.
Speedy, what are you doing over here, bro?
And then I'm getting ready for the next topic, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, sorry.
I watched it again. I watched the Turtles again recently, and I liked it. And I thought about watching it again this weekend. I just enjoy it.
We're talking about Eternal Story.
I like that it's not part of the, you know, it's not tied into all the other stuff. I like it. I like that part of it. Hopefully it ties into like Guardians or something else later or Thanos stuff. I kind of hope Thanos is gone. Like, hope he's just gone. We don't have to talk
about him. Oh, you were done, bro.
He's gone.
He's showing up in What If so many times.
Yeah. They played him in What If. They made him. They did.
Talk about other bad things that were going on in pop culture there. Mr. Josh Whedon decided to clap back.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
He needs to just stop.
Jesus, just quiet down, man. Shut up.
Yo, and, white Kanye, B. That's white Kanye.
Do we need to go blow for blow for exactly everything that he said? I think everyone's pretty much caught up.
I thought a lot of that shit is cap anyway, so it's like,
yeah. So I don't understand the clapback. I mean, I get it.
To protect his brand. He's trying to protect his brand and make sure he gets another director job again.
I guarantee that motherfucker.
He's got his own stuff.
The most arrogant thing, man. You say like. Yeah, there's probably a little language barrier in me and Gal. That's probably why she didn't get it. Like That's
snide racist, dog.
That is very low level racist right there. That's a low level racist comment.
Yeah. Low level. That's a little racist light.
You had a chance to walk that back and you just wow.
Man, how did he not get
canceled after that though? That's the thing.
Well, you know, I think it's happening. He's definitely on the blacklist in Hollywood. I say that.
I don't think he's doing anything to cancel him. Listen, man, the thing is, he can't take his Buffy royalties. He's gonna get his Buffy royalties, so he's not concerned. He's like,
the man's a millionaire. You can't take that away from
him.
He's
like, whatever. You're gonna run those reruns. I know that.
He's gonna be on Amazon and get that streaming money.
Well, here's an interesting question. Does Josh Whedon get any? You think he gets any royalties off of the Justice League Snyder Cut?
Probably not the Snyder Cut. No,
you don't think he gets anything off the Snyder Cut?
He has to, because some of that is his.
Right? Isn't someone that considered?
Is it? I thought
the point of it being the Snyder Cut.
All those were his.
Nah, bro.
I was just wondering.
Nah, that's a hard no. I think it was actually reported specifically that Zack Snyder did not use anything that was shot by Josh Whedon his version when he was redoing it.
Now, vice versa, they used a lot of shots he did.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Josh Whedon used Zack Snyder shot, but Zack Snyder didn't use
it.
That's why Zack Snyder still has credit on the original.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Going back to the white Kanye comment.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Well, I think we're gonna move on from Josh Whedon. Poor Josh Whedon.
No, that's a long blog. If you haven't watched it, you gotta watch it. Now I want him in a sequel. because he has nothing else going on in his life.
Watch what?
Used to be a big fan.
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. Have you seen
that the Neil Patrick Harris thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Whedon did that?
Me being crazy because he made that musical and he said that he was too busy to make a sequel. I'm like, now you're not busy.
Get on it.
Oh, man.
I think he's done, man. I mean, not done. You can always come back, but it might be a minute.
Well, my issue is this. Like, he doesn't have no PR person or somebody who could have coached him through that. You know what I mean?
He probably fired him.
Nah, his PR person is quiet, man.
Wow. Well, he took a long time to make a response. You know, I mean, like, this has been since last year, deep last year. We was in MegaCon talking bad about Josh Whedon, right? Right, Rich?
Yeah. Hold on. How long ago was that? That was
6-8 months.
But remember, they were under the investigation with Warner Brothers, so he probably didn't say anything
legally.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I'm sure Rich feels good about it.
Oh, well, you know, they clap back too as well. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to get the rather. You guys want to keep following up on that. You guys can look them up on Twitter and stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Be interesting read for you. Yeah. It's gonna take too long here. We got things to do. let's get into Microsoft doing big moves.
Yeah,
big purchase of Activision Blizzard expected to complete in 2023.
I don't get it. Like, I get it monetarily, but also like, if you're following anything about Activision Blizzard, like,
yeah,
they're poison.
There's another dumpster fire over there.
Yeah. So I don't know why you're like, oh, okay, yeah, let's pick up this company that has all these allegations and lawsuits standing. Like, especially what they're regarding, like, I don't know why you even want to touch that. But
honestly, I think Call of Duty.
But
go ahead.
No, I'm saying like Call of Duty, Warcraft, all that, Overwatch. Like, yeah, they're big IPs, but like, I don't know.
I think Microsoft already had Overwatch. I thought that was theirs.
Yeah,
I think so. I don't think that comes from Activision.
I Blizzard.
I think Blizzard.
Oh, maybe.
I think Microsoft saw the opportunity to get Blizzard for the low, and they took it, which is smart as hell.
Yeah, maybe.
And they just got the whole package.
I think Blizzard was losing so much money with everything that's been going on that they were just ready to sell the company and get whatever they could for it, and kind of get the media off their ass for a little bit because. With everything going on and equal rights and all the people coming out, I think they just said, forget it. Everybody's trying to get their money and go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way to recover from a bad PR as Activision is to no longer be Activision.
Exactly.
Just we're owned by Microsoft now. We're completely changed. I mean, we changed.
Like, we're under new management.
We're Microvision. Yeah.
Okay, we're not the same.
They're not the same.
Activision guys.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like an entity. It's not like Heinz, where like we just make ketchup and tech hasn't changed for years. Yeah. Like, Activision is made by the employees they can recruit from other companies. So, if Microsoft can clean it up and take some of the other problematic people out of the way and keep their current employees happy, then. They keep moving. In 2 years, nobody's going to, you know, think about it. They're just going to be like, okay, I like the game. No one's going to, like, a dope game comes out, a few dope games under the Microsoft ownership, no one's going to.
Fair enough. But here's the question that the regular Joes or regular people like us want to know. Are we have to buy an Xbox to keep playing Call of Duty?
I don't think that's going to happen, but I know.
Because that's literally just like isolating their market way too much.
Didn't they just say that they were going to have, they were going to still release these games on multi-platforms?
Talk is cheap.
And like MLB The Show, for instance, like they're on Xbox now too, and they still show the PlayStation Studios logo at the beginning of the game, which I think is hilarious. But,
that's funny.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this actually.
I mean, I'm not sure how it works. Like, Are they going to increase the licensing fee maybe for PlayStation? And be like, oh, you got to pay a little more if you want it, you know?
Yeah, probably, what if PlayStation says, nah, fam.
Like, you'll be able to play it a month earlier than you get to on PS5, like the way that deal goes. But I think it would be stupid for them to just make it exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, they would be losing a lot of money. And plus, I'm sure there's a contract in there that has them, you know, having to put it on multiple consoles.
Yeah. I also have like no confidence, but I don't know. I feel like Xbox isn't the best at like handling IPs. Like, if you look at their like main mascots or whatever, it's like, oh yeah, we have Halo and we have Gears of War and Forza, but like that's it. And compare that to PlayStation, but I don't know. Maybe I sound like a Sony fanboy, but yeah, I just don't feel like Xbox is going to be that great at like marketing. Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, we got the exclusivity, but, yeah, I don't know. Go ahead.
No, the only thing I was going to say, just since we're on Call of Duty, Call of Duty also announced that, and I don't know if this was because of Microsoft, but they just announced that they're moving away from annual releases. So,
which is a smart move. Like, not money-wise, because, like, yeah, you're printing money by doing it every year, but the quality of the game should improve, hopefully.
Yeah. I think if you're going to have less games, though, then you're definitely not going to cut it in half.
Yeah, but also, that's the thing. In the era of microtransactions, like, look at Among Us, for instance. Like, granted, that's a free game, so probably not the best example, but they forewent having a sequel just so they can improve their current game and, like, just constantly update that. Which I feel like is becoming the trend. But, yeah.
Kelly's riding you, Alto.
I see.
she's talking real spicy in the comments.
She's not wrong.
How long do you like between a game release, two updates, and a sequel? I think, like, game release, I don't think you should have another sequel until, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
I think that's fair, right?
And again, because of microtransactions, and with Call of Duty, they got the Battle Pass. Rich, you can talk on that. Like, people will pay for the Battle Pass, like, get all the upgrades and stuff. And, like, most people that play said games, like, end up paying more for, like, off of just microtransactions than they did for the initial game. So,
I mean, like, dude, if you look at Fortnite and what they've done, you got a free game that just
and they've made so much money.
And they, so much money off
Rocket,
of it.
Rocket League, same thing.
Yeah, there's all these games now that, like, they're free. Where they're making their money is where in the store, when everybody's trying to buy all the accessories, all the different, you know, light up gadgets or characters, whatever it is. They're figuring out different ways to make the money. So there's no point in diluting your product by trying to bring out something every year that it's essentially the same game. Yeah. Like,
just
how many times are you going to play Nuketown?
I know, right? just do not make an eFootball, whatever that was. That was like eFootball used to be PES or whatever. It was like FIFA's main competitor, and then they tried to go free to play, and it ended up being the worst game.
I don't remember that.
And like PES was actually like allegedly better than FIFA, and they ruined it by going free to play. So don't do that, Activision, Call of Duty. But yeah.
I don't know. I just think Cold War was horrible, and the newest Call of Duty is actually pretty fun. The regular multiplayer.
The Vanguard.
Yeah, the Vanguard. I enjoy a lot.
Angel asked about.
You guys were hard on the Vanguard before it came out. You didn't want it.
I know. I didn't want it, and then I said, "Let me buy it. I'm bored." And I was like, "Oh, it's actually pretty good." So, I'm a sucker for anything Call of Duty. That's what it is. They got me.
My duty.
Oval Angel 7 says, I'm surprised they never did a Metal Gear Solid movie.
Licensing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Konami.
Yeah. And that trend of, like, making the video game movies had, like, died. I forgot what movie kind of, like, killed it. But
the Hitman movie didn't do well.
Yeah, probably Hitman movie did bad. And Assassin's I think that was, like... Creed.
Hitman was good, though. I love it.
Nah, Hitman was trash. I didn't like Hitman.
Warcraft movie, too.
But I think with Mortal Kombat, even though it wasn't fantastic, but you know, it did solid numbers.
I feel like if Uncharted does well.
That's where I'm going with that. Yeah, I'm going with that. With if Tom Holland, you know, you got a star-studded cast. You got Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg and Antonio Banderas, bro. All in Uncharted. I mean, if that does good, I mean, that might just open up the door to... Because even they tried to do Tomb Raider and it flopped. So yeah. Hopefully, it's, you know, guilty, Uncharted...
But was it really a flop? They came out with three movies. Like
No. They came out with two with Angelina Jolie.
The new one, yeah.
And then
yeah,
the new...
Yeah.
See, oh, you yeah, forgot.
The Alicia I forgot about yeah, the new one. You're right. Yeah, I forgot about the new one.
You're a flop,
So, I mean, if Uncharted does... good, I think that might open the door to do more video game movies. And Metal Gear Solid would actually be dope. Yeah. I don't know who I would see playing
Kiefer.
Snake, but
what's favorite movie that
Cena actually put Cena as Snake, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Nah.
Give him the mustache.
He's got the grimy snake.
So what's the favorite movie that started as a game for all y'all?
I'm gonna shock everybody when I say this.
Mine is not even a movie. Mine is actually a series on Netflix, and it's called The Witcher. You might have heard of it.
Is Arcane supposed to be really good as far as like the TV shows? That's based on Overwatch. What's the other one? League of Legends, I think. I haven't watched it, but yeah.
Oh yeah, they said it's been getting rave reviews. That show.
Which one is it?
It's an animated show.
Arcane. I think it's based on.
Okay, yeah. I just started watching Arcane. Yeah. Everyone raves about Arcane. I like Sonic is my favorite video game.
My favorite video game movie? It was terrible, but Mario Brothers with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
Oh,
my
God. Ow.
How did you decide?
I was watching it on Prime. I was watching it probably like back in like November, and I'm like, wow. It was so bad, but it was like so bad it was good. If that made any sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
It was entertaining. It was entertaining.
Said horrible take.
Wow. All right, Flock.
Here you go. Here's one for you. Here's a comment for y'all. What about Dora the Explorer movie?
Yo,
nah, bruh.
I couldn't even.
Nah.
Dora the Explorer got a movie?
Yeah.
Live action. Too.
Angel, OVO Angel said they should redo. Are you talking about Mario Brothers? Because if you talk about Mario Brothers, they are doing Mario Brothers. Mario it's just a cartoon. Yeah, Chris Pratt's Mario.
Resident Evil is clearly the best video game.
Yeah.
No,
Resident Evil.
It had nothing to do.
No, they had eight different movies.
Yeah, bro. And they had nothing to do with the video games. like old girl had nothing to do with the video games.
I know, but you saw it at the end, at the last movie, they try to circle it back.
Yeah,
so I ain't watching it. They tried to write it back.
They tried to fix it.
They did come back and they brought in Chris, Jill Valentine, everybody, Claire. They try to bring everybody in. They did. They tried.
They tried like blending.
They lost me. Games. They lost me after they put Mike Epps and Ashanti in the movie.
I just like the guy yelling stars. That's all I wanted out of the Resident Evil movie. Was the big dude yelling stars, and when I got it finally,
Nemesis.
I was pleased. Yeah.
Don't get it messed up. Oh, Angel, he said Rich likes the Pokemon movie. I actually like the Pokemon movie, the first one, because when you went into the theater, it came with a movie exclusive Mewtwo card,
yeah. The full holographic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It came with it when you bought the ticket to the movie. If you bought like the first week or the first night, some theaters were giving away.
They had a Mew one too.
There was a Mew one and a Mewtwo one. You either got one or the other.
Yeah.
Y'all took your ass to the theater to watch Pokemon movie?
I definitely took my ass over movie to the theater to watch that. I wanted that card. You know how hot Pokemon cards was at that time? Yeah, I mean, they're hot now, but...
I watched that movie, I think, 10 times trying to get all those cards.
I wish I still had that card, because that was like a movie exclusive.
Your boy still got it.
I don't even have mine. I couldn't even tell you what my Pokemon cards are.
I didn't like Pokemon, but I enjoyed the first Pokemon animated movie.
Bro,
I still love the Street
That was the first
movie.
One. Yeah. I didn't watch the second one. I saw the first Pokemon movie.
Watch the first Pokemon movie. I want everybody, your homework this week, watch the first Pokemon movie... And try not to cry when Pikachu turns to stone, dog.
That was that was y'all's Optimus Prime death moment,
bro. Huh?
That was y'all generation,
bro. That was remember when Tony Stark did the I am Iron Man.
Oh
that
my was god!
I am Iron Man. Like, I'm crying, bro. Bro, Pikachu turned to stone, man.
Taylor has tuned out on his video. Like, that was so nerdy.
Angel says, you hate the Street Fighter movie?
I hate that movie. It's there was no fighting. Nobody fought in the movie. That Street Fighter, nobody fought.
He plays an American, and I love it.
Austrian.
And he's going to go up the river and punch that son of a bitch and bite so hard.
That started
the most American
that started Ming-Na Wayne's career, though, that movie.
The next Bison wannabe is going to feel it. Yeah.
Shout out to Chung Lee being the only person to really like her act, like the acting, her acting career actually like thrived after that.
Ming-Na Wing started her career with that movie. Yeah.
Exactly. So now she's in. She was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and now she's in Boba
she's
Fett.
Mulan. Let's just make sure we say that she is.
Oh, she was Mulan, right?
Yeah, she was.
Damn, very rare. That's crazy. But yeah, the Street Fighter movie's trash. They did Blanca dirty. I don't want to say no more.
The Street Fighter animated movie is good.
I think I read an article that Van Damme did the whole movie high on coke or something.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah,
that sounds on brand. That is very on brand.
Watch that every movie of Jean Claude Van Damme.
Did you not see Bloodsport? That man's. You can't make those facial expressions.
You can't do splits.
Sober.
I'm going to pick my fruit.
Kelly says, "Ooh, what about the recent Mortal Kombat movie? It was pretty good.
It was okay.
I like it.
It was entertaining.
Your thoughts on Detective Pikachu?
I thought Detective Pikachu was kind of cool.
Okay.
I
thought it was kind of cool.
I'll be honest, I love Ryan Reynolds, but him as Pikachu, I think it ruined it for me, man.
Honestly. It's like, I want him saying Pika Pika nonstop.
But he wasn't.
Not even that. Like, if they would have
had, nonstop Pika.
Just Ryan Reynolds' voice was a little too deep for me. I don't know.
It's all good. She hasn't aged.
Yeah, that's old girl from Chung Lee.
I love her. She's beautiful. I love her in anything she does.
And yeah, Flacco, I'm giving out homework assignments, bro.
All right, guys. Just to get the toxicity level going, we're going to hit this. And I'm going to read the byline, should I say, to everyone listening to the audio version of this. Tom Cruise will play a new Iron Man and Doctor Strange sequel.
I keep hearing that.
No.
He's going to be a Tony Stark variant.
Yeah. I think that'll happen. I think the play on Doctor Strange is to get all the people that were supposed to be these big characters, you know, that like, you know, Robert Downey was obviously cast as Iron Man, Tom Cruise was up for it as well. John Krasinski, Jim, who actually might be playing Mr. Fantastic, was actually supposed. He was going. It was between him and Chris Evans for Captain America. Emily Blunt, Black Widow. I mean, I don't know. I doubt that'll happen.
Dear God, no.
I doubt that'll happen.
Even though this is a Marvel, if that happens, hopefully we get a Nick Cage Superman. That's all I'm saying.
If they're going to do this,
man. Yo, wow. No, wow.
We were promised off, and we never got it.
It would be hilarious if they got
I do have to credit Mr. Mikey Sutton at GeekocityMag.com for posting this, scoop, I guess?
That'd be pretty huge, though, if Tom Cruise is in there.
I was saying if they're going to do this.
Let Rich talk.
My bad. Sorry.
I was saying, if they're gonna do variants, it would be hilarious if they got Terrence Howard to do.
Oh my god! No,
that would be hilarious.
Wow,
Edward Norton.
Is anyone else concerned that this rumor is based off of that meme that was going around if Avengers was made in the 90s?
Oh my god, you're right.
I feel like it's from the Avengers was made. If Avengers was made in the 90s, meme. And this is not. I hope this is not. I don't want to see this.
I think if it happens, it's going to be like a little just cameo.
You know what I think is funny? Yeah, at first, when you said this to us, I was like, no way. But then I thought of him in Tropic Thunder in a fat suit, and I'm like, maybe.
as long as it's that and not Tom Cruise jumping on an Oprah couch.
Grossman is one of the best characters in the history of movies.
It's crazy because I didn't
know. What was his name again?
Les Grossman.
Yeah.
Les Grossman.
Had no clue it was him until the credits. I'm like, what the
fuck? Right.
Angel says Mighty Joe Young is... Angel says Mighty Joe Young is also in the next Doctor Strange movie.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I think
it is Disney.
If they bring the money and they pay Ben Affleck to do a variant of Daredevil.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
The Doctor Strange movie.
There's that meme of fans' expectations of what's going to be in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, and it has like a big like every character and everything
from everywhere in there.
yeah
I hope they don't do that whole what were the Warner movies are doing. They were like acknowledging all the other franchises, like did with that Space Jam New Legacy, they just like threw in a bunch of DC, Warner Batman products,
stuff like that. Yeah,
Matrix just throwing in a bunch of Warner products,
yeah, all of a sudden,
shoving it down your throat.
Winnie the Pooh was with Mordrew for some reason.
Oh man. Apparently, there's been the other rumor. I won't even share a website for that one. We'll just talk about it right now. The other rumor was that some scoopers were sharing that the Flash was going to reset the Snyderverse or erase the Snyderverse. And that has been also debunked by the main actor.
Good.
He said that would never happen. There's no way that could happen even if we tried to do it.
Good.
Yeah, no, it can't, because then that would mean that Ezra Miller himself wouldn't be Flash.
Yeah.
Right.
So of course, let you guys openly discuss. You know what is going to happen in this Flash movie? Are we going to get the original Batman? Or are we going to get like a Thomas Wayne version of
we're getting
Batman?
Keaton? We're getting Keaton Batman.
Yeah, Keaton, but is Keaton going to do the Thomas Wayne version of Batman?
Nah, he's doing actual Bruce Wayne Batman. Yeah,
you think so?
Yeah, of course he is. They said it. It's in the.
I don't know, man.
It's in the synopsis.
He's going to be in Batgirl for sure. Doubts. Like Bruce Wayne, right? Mm-hmm.
Apparently, allegedly.
I think if this is their Days of the Future Past moment, where they're just trying to confirm and start anew.
Do you think they? I think they're going to remix some things and see what happens. See what people say they like, and be like, oh, you know what, we're going to run with that. What do you think?
What is the frozen yogurt shop?
Yeah. I think they're that lost, so they're just like, you know what, we could do whatever, and see what people like.
Oh gosh.
You know, because then if they could just write it off,
they have to reset, because I don't know. Like we talked earlier about the other Batman movie coming out with Rob Pattinson. Like, where does that going to fit? So at some point, they're going to have to merge these things. And I think that's what Flash is going to try to do. It's going to try to like make it seem logical that Robert Pattinson could become Ben Affleck. You know,
here's a more important question: when is Discovery going to take over everything and help us out here? And fix the right to ship over there in Warner Brothers. I mean, when does that finally happen?
Who?
When Discovery finishes the merger that they're doing Warner Brothers.
Like Discovery Channel?
Yeah, Discovery. Yeah, they bought.
I thought Discovery Channel's on Disney Plus.
No.
Is it Discovery? No,
it's
National
Geographic.
It's National Geographic. Yeah, it's National Geographic. We're talking about Discovery. Yeah. Try and mess me up, Joey.
It's not a change of companies that's going to change it. It's a change of director. Who's going to lead the DC? You know,
who's going to be Kevin Feige?
You know,
there you go for DC.
Right.
I think that's going to be Zack Snyder, man. I think they're going.
It needs to be Zack Snyder. Yeah. They have no one else.
Yeah. Besides Jonah Hill, who else do you see playing Penguin and Batman?
Colin Farrell, we just saw it.
Come on, Angel. Come on, Angel. You're making me look bad sharing your comment.
Jonah Hill's going to be busy playing Macho Man, apparently. in his movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a biopic, right?
Yeah.
I think, honestly, if they're going to start over with a new Batman right now with Robert Pattinson, why don't you just start over with everybody right now? You know what I mean? It kind of, with the Flash movie, you are using the one dude from Justice League. But if you're going to start over with a new Batman, I don't understand where this whole thing is going to go in. I don't get it.
So, it just looks like a mess.
The new president, the president right now of DC Films, is Walter Hamada. He started in 2018.
Right.
I think he was like, let's do the Snyder. I think he was behind, like, let's do the Snyderverse. I mean, the fans clearly were, and a lot of the people on the cast. But seeing him speak, I think he has a better pulse on it than other executives because he comes from, like, New Line Cinema. He comes from doing, like, small horror films and making them work. And I think he has a better pulse, and he's not so, like, well, we just throw all the characters in to make money. I think he wants to make, like, films that, like, diehard fans will like. And he's made some statements. I'm not going to call him Kevin Feige yet. He still has to prove himself, but he's getting the opportunity. And I think you need an executive who's going to hire the right people.
Right. No, I think I've been watching a lot of DC channels, and they really don't like the Walter Hamada guy. They think that he is the person who made the change of changing the Snyder cut to the Whedon cut.
To the Whedon cut.
And back then,
he didn't get hired until 2018. I don't know when did he do that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know who's right and wrong. I'm just sharing that all the hate is going towards the Walter Hamada guy.
Maybe he was on.
There's Hamada burgers and stuff like that. There's all kinds of stuff.
Maybe he was on Park and Rec, and he predicted the future as well. You know,
I don't know what to believe. All I know is that they got to get, I guess they're working on it, but I mean, they need a little direction. That's all.
Listen, just to run off, he did Tag, which I loved.
Tag was an underrated movie.
Yeah, very. He did Aquaman. He did Shazam. Some people like Shazam. I'm not a big fan.
I love Shazam.
He's the executive producer on The Joker and on the newest Suicide Squad. So he doesn't have a bad track record as far as being part of the DC. That's all I'm saying. Give him a chance. Fair enough.
And it looks like he backs creative if he was responsible for some of those movies.
Yeah. Yeah. He also did do one. He also was behind Wonder Woman in 1984, so.
Oh, well, that one.
That is a question.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. Who was that? Who's in charge before Walter Hamada?
That's a good.
No clue.
Nobody knows. The Jeopardy question. Fact check. Before we go, because I know Joey's got to go. Joey, go ahead and drop your handle and all that stuff. How to follow you, sir?
You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at Joey Franchise. I'm currently... Let me tell you something right now. I was trying to... what was I trying to do this past week? I was trying to delete my... Well, freshen up or kind of clean up my Instagram account. And I was YouTubing a bunch of things, and they told me to go to a third party. So I went and go to this third party, and... There's an option for you to just delete everything, or you can just deselect things that you don't want deleted. So what I did was deselect a bunch of things that I did not want gone and just kind of keep it fresh for, like, this new year going forward. Mm-hmm. Bro, the shit deleted everything. Like, everything I deselected, it deleted all of it. It didn't even deselect any of the stuff that I deselected.
So you messed up your Instagram.
So I messed up my Instagram. Right. I'm currently in the process of fixing it up right now. So,
he is an egg.
Yeah. If you see a lot of weird stuff with the algorithm where you see like pictures from like 2013 popping up or 2015, just disregard that for now.
All right. No worries, brother. No worries, brother.
A lot of weird ass pictures too, man. Like random stuff.
Oh man. Tarek, have you been caught up on Attack of Titan?
I watched Attack on Titan late last night.
Yeah, I'm not caught up.
I have no clue what's going on.
No, you lost? Wow, well, I have something to look forward to.
This season's a little confusing because the way that it started, it's like they put you right in the war with where the last season ended. Is like they finally went over the water into a whole other place. Then this season just started out straight in war. You don't know any of the characters. Like it got crazy. You have to like watch it to like the sixth or seventh episode to kind of understand what's going on.
Yeah, the last episode
we're not that far yet, though.
Yeah, the last episode they were like in a mysterious place inside, outside of time, trying to figure out where all the Titans came from. And it was just, I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore.
Yeah, the timelines, the timelines are all screwed up.
Yeah. I stay on Wikipedia when I'm watching the show.
And what I meant by the seventh episode is, like, this is supposed to be the second part of the new season. In the first part, there's like seven episodes, I think, right?
Yeah.
Or 12. Cool. I don't know. That show has like 24 episodes for each season. So
it visually looks great. It visually looks great. The music and everything, and it's always shocking. It's always like, oh shit! Like,
yeah.
It's always but all right, man, they lost. They're losing me on the story now a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, end.
Yeah, it's just trying to just land the plane, really. You know what I mean?
I need the dub version. I need the dub.
You need the dub.
I need the dub. Yeah, I think you have to wait like a week or two before they put the dub out, right?
Yeah.
I think the episode drops and they put it subtitled, then the English dub comes later.
Yeah, and then the dub comes later, yeah.
Yeah. Michaela, how can they follow you, Michaela?
On Instagram at Mika Fig, and then you can see my Funko Pop collection and my adventures in theme parks at Adult Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Bow chicken, wow, wow.
Oh, yeah. You have to follow to find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. There
we go.
Too hot to handle.
Mr. Tallman.
That thing's about to turn into OnlyFans real quick.
Oh, Mr. Tallman, Alto Games, who was too good to actually share his channel on his followers today.
I need to figure this whole thing out. I'm not. Anyway, so you can find me on Instagram at Drew Tallman, all one word, or on Twitch at Alto Games, ALTOGAME 2Zs. I'll probably be on tonight.
Joey, you're still here, so good.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Give it to them again.
We'll add Joey Franchise on everything. But yo, what up, Michaela? What up? You, are you buying Funko Pops? Because I got some stuff I'm trying to get rid of. If you ain't got them,
I mean, it depends on what you got. I mean, you can always text me.
You guys can do your transaction off.
I got
there,
some NECA stuff too, man. Some Ninja Turtle joints in a box. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Interesting.
We can talk. We'll talk.
Mr. Richard Ortiz, how can I follow you, sir?
Richard _ Ortiz on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. And
Tarek Lewis, sir, can I follow you?
Damn.
I'm sorry. I thought you were done, bro. I wasn't looking at you. Go ahead and finish your thought, Rich.
My man hit me with the wrap it up, B. I'm done. Tom Brady, don't leave Tampa. Tom Brady, don't leave Tampa.
Tommy Wiseau, come to Tampa.
Come back to New England, Tommy.
Mr. No, Tarek Lewis, how can I follow you, sir?
My name is Tarek on Instagram and also on YouTube.
All right. And of course, you can follow me at DJ Speedy JR. Follow the show. If you're already watching this on the YouTube channel, shouts out to all the YouTube bots. Hold on. We're going to make it. We're going to do it big on YouTube. Look, we got the bots popping in the comments.
We got
Look.
Bots.
Yes, we have bots.
We got bots. Look.
Hey. Fake bots. Hey. Look at these fake bots showing up on YouTube.
That's
great.
That's a language you don't know.
I read Armenian. That's what they don't get. Oh my God. I read Armenian. Where's this Kim Kardashian come out?
Follow us on Facebook, 3 words, Geek Culture Congress. Put them together on Instagram and have a good one, everybody. We'll be back Monday, same time. Maybe different channel. You know what? I don't think so. It's gonna be a while before we're back on Check
Pokemon,
speed.
Pokemon, the first movie.
Do your homework. Yes. You gotta watch
the first. We're watching the first Pokemon movie. Okay.
Bro, if you cry, I want you to text me. Tell me you cry.
It's a weird request.
But it was a request, bro. goodbye, everybody. Have a great week. Please. So long. Bye bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.